Hello, thanks for joining us for today's program. I'm Margaret Heller, Digital Services Librarian at Loyola University Chicago. This is the podcast of the Creative Content Committee, part of CARLI, the Consortium for Academic and Research Libraries in Illinois. In this podcast, we talk about topics in digital content and the people making it. In today's show, we'll be discussing best practices for using Tumblr for digital collections. Joining me today is
Jen Wolf. I am a digital initiatives librarian at the Newberry Library.
And Alice, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, this is Alice Creason, and I am the head of library technology and technical services at Lewis University.
All right, thank you. So for a little bit of background on today's topic, last year the committee looked at how digital collections were being used in kind of various ways. And one of the big things that we discovered is that a lot of institutions don't have a really strong plan around marketing digital collections, or that lack understanding of how they might best use different platforms to market their digital collections. So out of that grew a sense that we wanted to explore that a little bit more and be able to come up with some best practices for that. So we're going to discuss a little bit about why we chose Tumblr, what we chose to do in this project, how it's been working for us, and then wrap up with a little bit of a call to action. So let's go ahead and get started. Jen, can you tell us a little bit about why you suggested we try using Tumblr for this project?
Sure. I'm a relative newcomer to the Creative Content Committee, and I signed on to write blog posts, featured images for the CARLI blog. And I find writing for library websites of any kind to be so lonely. And you sort of have to take for granted that there's an audience out there, but you're never really sure. And I knew a lot of special collections were very active on Tumblr, so I thought, why not get in the flow and do our promotion, you know, where the users are, rather than trying to get them to come to us. I had been following libraries using Tumblr, starting with like the Wisconsin Historical Society. They were like early adopters that had a lot of success. The Newberry is pretty active on different platforms of social media, especially Instagram. But my previous position was at the University of Iowa, where I watched my colleague Colleen Tyson become a Tumblr superstar, running the UI spec call Tumblr site. So I brought it up to the group, and I thought we could try it out as a pilot to see how it went.
Thank you. And I'll just add on to that a little bit. I have really enjoyed learning more about Tumblr because it's something I see all these cool librarians on Tumblr, and I've never quite gotten into that world. So it's been kind of fun to go beyond just reading other people's Tumblr section, creating content.
You are now one of those cool librarians. You've crossed over.
I've crossed over. So Alice, could you talk a little bit about what exactly we're doing with this Tumblr project?
Sure. So the scope of the project is we asked for volunteers from the committee who wanted to join in on the Tumblr project. And those who volunteered, we decided that each person was going to take an entire week of posts because we wanted to have at least one post every day, Monday through Friday. And Tumblr, because of the nature of the Tumblr platform, we didn't think that this would be a huge time commitment, doing one post every day. One, because it's very easy to post to Tumblr, and two, because posts can be scheduled in advance. And so even if someone had a conflict during their week, they could still go ahead and schedule a post, you know, a week or two ahead of time. And I created a calendar, an editorial calendar, and sort of figured out who was going to take which week, and then distributed that calendar to the committee members. And we also decided that each person posting would pick a theme for their week. And the theme was completely open. So whoever was in charge of posting picked whatever they wanted for their theme. And so far, the themes for images have included bridges, beach scenes, winter sports, dogs. And this week, as we're recording this podcast, I believe the theme is love. So it's been fun to see what committee members have been coming up with to post images for this project. And we're posting images from the Carly digital collections, primarily from the Content DM digital collections. And for this pilot project, we're limiting the images that we're posting only to those images from collections created by committee members' institutions. And the reason we decided to limit that to just the committee member institutions is because there were some questions about Tumblr's terms of service regarding what kind of rights we might or might not be giving away by posting images to Tumblr. So we figured we wanted to make sure that we sort of had permission to repost these images on Tumblr. So for the moment, for the purposes of this pilot project, we're just looking at the committee member institutions. So posters are also encouraged to log in throughout the week to like, reblog, and follow other Tumblr blogs so that we can also add the social media component to this project. So we're not just posting, but we're also trying to engage the Tumblr community and be active on Tumblr so that, because you know, doing this project is about sort of building this community of users, and you really only get out of it what you put into it.
Alice, that's a really good point to take us on to a discussion of what it's actually like to sort of do Tumblr day to day. It's like what you get out with is what you put in building that community. So I thought now we could each go around and say a little bit about something that we've personally learned or enjoyed about working with Tumblr, you know, working specifically on this project and building community. So I can start. So, like I said, I kind of had wanted to learn about getting into that Tumblr world. And I definitely liked the idea of doing a theme. And the theme was really helpful because it's otherwise there's just this whole, you know, even though we were restricting ourselves to the number of institutions we were using, it still felt like there were endless ways you could go. You know, you could go anywhere with this. So it's been really helpful to have a theme to kind of focus on. And then especially if it's a topical theme, like Valentine's Day or winter or something like that, there are a lot of other institutions who are out there posting similar types of things. So you can really engage and share content that's really meaningful to people at that time. So I did a week of winter sports, and I found a lot of institutions were out there kind of doing a similar sort of thing, or found the things I was posting interesting. So, you know, I scheduled my posts a week in advance, but then it was the experience of going in every day and seeing what kind of likes and what reblogs I'd gotten on that content, and seeing what stuff I reblogged from other people that had really taken hold and other people had reblogged it. And then that kind of gave me a sort of a feedback loop of, okay, this is the kind of content people are enjoying seeing. So if we didn't post it, what do we have in our collection next time that we can post that is similar to that? So it's helpful kind of both just for the fun aspect of it, but just really to see what we want to put out there in the future.
Yes, I agree with all of that. And I think I must have low self-esteem because I am really into the instant gratification. It's just really nice to hear back from the users. You post something and almost immediately, you know, you can get people liking it and reblogging it and adding comments. And you can do the same for their stuff. For this project, we followed a lot of the library Tumblrs that are listed. There's a wiki for special collections Tumblrs. So if anyone's interested in getting started, I suggest you start there. We added our Tumblr to it, and we are now second on the list. So we're hoping to get a lot of followers before they get tired of adding. So the feedback has been nice. I saw Ian posted an archery photo that people were chatting about, and I believe, I think it was Loyola that posted a similar archery, women's archery photo in response. So I really enjoyed that. And it's also helped me get to know the Carly Digital Collections more, which is good.
Yeah, I'm a Tumblr newbie to this as well. And so it's been fun for me to sort of see this community of Tumblr libraries. I had fun the other week seeing the Color Your Collections posts and how many other libraries joined in on that project. And it has been fun to see what gets reblogged and who's reblogging, and to see how slowly but surely we are picking up followers and likes. So we are reaching a small audience right now, but it's interesting that even just in the few weeks that we've been doing this, to see that it's slowly but surely starting to take off. So it should be interesting once we come to the end of this pilot to sort of see how far we've come from the beginning to where we end our review before we decide to continue.
The audience is small, but I can tell high quality. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I think it seems like we're
very discerning.
We haven't broken out into maybe the mainstream, but people who are finding our stuff are then promoting it to their students and their followers. So even if we're not, even if the students aren't following us yet, maybe some of the people who are reblogging our stuff are liking it or are getting out to people, because I do think that there's a world out there on Tumblr who just really appreciates the kinds of things we have and really is looking to get a hold of those. So we're making it easier for them to get to find those connections. And I just wonder if we could all say maybe a tip we might have for another library or person who is thinking about starting a Tumblr, anything in particular.
Do you mean a tip about like a slight disaster about what kind of account you start?
Yeah, that might be a good tip.
I do a little tumbling in my personal life, and so I was looking into starting a site for the Carly Committee, and it looked like the secondary Tumblr was the way to go, which is where you take your primary Tumblr account, your primary blog, and you just add a second Tumblr blog to it. And with that, you can do password protection, which is something that we had wanted to do while we were kind of experimenting. And you can add different users. But then after several weeks of posting, we realized that we were actually cut off socially from the rest of Tumblrs, because with a secondary blog, you can't follow, you can't like, you can't do any of these social media activities. So I had stranded us on an island, which was the opposite of what we were trying to do. So then I created a primary Tumblr for Carly. I had to change the URL, and I had to migrate those several weeks of content, which was not fun. But I was watching TV at the same time, so it wasn't too painful.
Yeah. So it's one of those like technical snafus. So I think that's something like start small, like start and test for a while internally before you decide you're going to make it wildly public, because then if you have some time to discover those sorts of things.
Soft rollout.
Yeah. And then I also think that the way we've divided it up with having a calendar and people being encouraged to post in advance, but then go on every day and update is very manageable. So it's not like one person is required to go on every single week, every single day, even if you genuinely enjoy it, like no one really has that kind of time unless you are a social media manager, but very few libraries really have that kind of person. And so it's great if you can split it up week by week. That's been very helpful. Like I'm really excited to do it the week it's my week, and then I can check in on it if I want when it's not my week, but I don't feel pressure to go in. It's like, oh, I always have to be doing something on there. So it's great if you can get a number of people doing it. And it's, as long as you have a style guide, it's fine. Like everyone can go in, and just as long as they do things the same way, it will have a consistent look and feel every week.
Yeah, I agree. And Tumblr, I think too, it has a very small learning curve. So if people feel like they don't want to learn yet another social media platform or another blogging platform, I have found Tumblr to be very easy to learn and to sort of get proficient at very quickly. And in terms of